Hey everyone, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let's be real, we all have those moments, right? When anxiety creeps in like an unwelcome guest, or fear tries to hijack our thoughts and leave us frozen. It's totally normal, but it doesn't have to rule our lives. That's where the wisdom of Stoicism comes in, offering us timeless tools to navigate these modern-day challenges. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming anxiety and fear. Ever felt like your mind is racing a mile a minute, thoughts swirling around you like a tornado? You know that feeling when you wake up with a knot in your stomach, or that pit in your gut before a big presentation? Stoicism can actually help us tame those wild horses in our minds and step into our power. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer anxiety and fear head-on. First, recognize and accept your emotions. Stoicism isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about acknowledging them without letting them control us. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on a shore. You can't stop them from coming, but you can choose not to be swept away by them. When anxiety hits, take a moment to breathe, observe those feelings, and say, "Okay, I feel anxious right now, this is temporary." Just acknowledging it takes away some of its power. Second, focus on what you can control. Anxiety often stems from worrying about things outside or influence the outcome of an event, other people's opinions, or even global news cycles. Stoicism reminds us to focus our energy where it truly matters, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Instead of obsessing over what might happen, channel your energy into preparing for it, taking action, or simply practicing self-care. Remember, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. Third, practice mindfulness. This one is super powerful. Mindfulness involves bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your breath, your surroundings, and even the physical sensations in your body. When anxiety tries to pull you into the future or past, gently bring yourself back to this moment. There are tons of guided meditations online. Try a few and see what resonates with you. Fourth, reframe your thinking. Our thoughts directly influence our emotions. So when anxiety creeps in, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Can I rephrase this in a more positive or realistic way? By consciously choosing our thoughts, we can shift our perspective and reduce anxiety's grip. Finally, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for can be incredibly powerful in combating anxiety. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset. This simple act can shift your mindset and help you feel more grounded and content. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweaty, and doubts are swirling in your head. You start thinking, what if I forget my words? What if everyone laughs at me? That's anxiety whispering in your ear, trying to sabotage your confidence. Now here's where Stoicism comes in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, but you don't let them control you. You remind yourself that you've prepared well, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. You focus on what you can control: your delivery, your message, your connection with the audience. And perhaps most importantly, you choose to be grateful for the opportunity to share your ideas. By applying these principles, you can transform that anxious feeling into a surge of confidence and power. So remember, anxiety and fear are part of the human experience, but they don't have to define us. Stoicism offers us practical tools to navigate these challenges and emerge stronger on the other side. Take action today. Start practicing mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, and cultivate gratitude. You've got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at Brooklyn Weston and let me know your biggest takeaways. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep embracing the power of Modern Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.